And in terms of apalutamide versus enzalutamide, from your point of view, a complete coin flip, or can you differentiate at all?
I think that they are very, very similar in many ways. They have different kind of side effects. They share certain side effects and they're different in other ways. But I would say the issue has been from my practice, and this may be different by different states and different regions, is insurance coverage.
But you said the side effects profile is different of these two drugs?
No, they have certain things like when you look at the side effects, there are different types of side effects. They share certain side effects, and there are some different side effects. For example, with apalutamide, you have to measure thyroid test, for example. There is both of them have the issues of cardiovascular and CNS potential issues, risk of falls, and things like that. So these are the kinds of things that one would need to be mindful of. Specifically, as we're seeing many, many men in their late 80s, and some are in their early 90s. They look fantastic, but they do have these issues that we have to be mindful of. And obviously, it's not like the chemo is going to be easy in these men, but you have to be really taking the full picture and counseling and then making a shared decision.